With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's a new study from Fairleigh Dickinson University showing that gambling addiction is a problem for young men.
What they found was that young males between the ages of 18 and 30 are more likely to be at risk from developing a gambling problem than the general population. They found that the general population of Americans has about a 3% risk of developing a gambling problem. But among young males in the United States, that figure is 10%.
Correspondent Wayne Perry reporting, the survey asked respondents about several indications of problem gambling behaviors, like borrowing money to gamble or saying that their gambling has caused financial or emotional problems. General Motors is recalling hundreds of thousands of SUVs and pickup trucks. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The GM recall involves nearly 450,000 SUVs and pickup trucks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the electronic brake control module software may fail to display a warning light when a loss of brake fluid occurs. The agency says without the warning light, a vehicle may be driven with low brake fluid, which can reduce braking performance and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain models of the Cadillac Escalade, the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, the Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban 1500, the GMC Sierra 1500, and the GMC Yukon and Yukon XL. I'm Mike Hempen.
Israel has launched a rare airstrike that killed a senior Hezbollah military official in a densely populated southern Beirut neighborhood. It was the deadliest such strike on Lebanon's capital in decades. On Wall Street, the Dow by 38 points, the Nasdaq dropped 65. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry reaches a big milestone.
1 billion pounds of food. That's how much the Society of St. Andrew has provided to the poor since its founding in 1979. The Methodist ministry says it recently reached that high water mark and is thanking all the volunteers and partners down through the decades that have made it possible. Spokesman Meg Spears Newsom tells the Christian Post, quote, Christians are called to love not just in words, but in deeds and in truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fairview, Texas will fight plans by the Mormon Church to build a massive temple. The city council rejected the plan in a unanimous vote this week. A lawsuit is likely to follow. Fairview has become the latest in a string of communities that say they don't want giant Mormon temples in residential areas. Similar battles have taken place in Bakersfield, California, Lone Mountain, Nevada, and Cody, Wyoming. This is SRN News. Arizona Cardinals fans are seeing red.
An Arizona Cardinals fan was forced to throw out her Make America Great Again hat when entering State Farm Stadium Sunday for a game against the Los Angeles Rams. The Cardinals season ticket holder said a stadium worker told her to remove her black MAGA hat if she wanted to enter, claiming political attire is not allowed inside State Farm Stadium. The Cardinals have issued an apology, saying no such policy exists, and they've reached out to the fan. They claim the employee was unclear on the rules and that the only items banned are signage, posters, flags, or displays that are political in nature, but not MAGA hats. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Shohei Ohtani keeps showing a flair for the dramatic during his historic year with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Japanese superstar is now the only player in Major League history with 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.